With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump addressing a huge rally in Butler, Pennsylvania yesterday, encouraging everyone to get out and vote.
For the sake of our families, for the sake of our children, we will keep on going. And as the expression goes, I mean, I'm a little embarrassed to say it, to be honest with you, but I'm going to say it because a lot of people do say it. We will fight, fight, fight.
Palestinian officials say an Israeli strike on a mosque in the Gaza Strip has killed at least 19 people. Israel, meanwhile, intensifying its bombardment of northern Gaza and southern Beirut this morning in its widening war on Iran, allied militant groups across the area. Also at SRNnews.com, cleanup and rescue efforts are expected to continue for some time in the wake of Helene's devastation. Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is claiming that FEMA is running low of funds and can't fully cope with the job. On the Salem Media Group program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Mayorkas is flat out wrong.
Before Congress left Washington last Wednesday, a week ago, we provided over $20 billion additional dollars to FEMA to ensure that they had the necessary resources to respond to the storm that was imminent at that time. They do have the funding, and the White House and its team, Biden, Harris, and Secretary Mayorkas at DHS, have failed in the immediate response.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene has inched up to 227 as the grim task of recovering bodies continues more than a week after the monster storm ravaged the southeast. Residents are hoping and praying that Tropical Storm Milton turns out to be a dud, but the storm is gaining strength in the Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center says Milton will likely strengthen into a hurricane and again bring the risk of life-threatening impacts to Florida's west coast next week. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A new study on persecution and corruption with SRN's Michael Harrington.
It comes from International Christian Concern, and it concludes that repression of believers in a country almost always goes hand in hand with gross political corruption. The report points out that, quote, both corruption and religious persecution present substantial challenges to global stability, justice, and the protection of human rights. ICC says if the international community wants to improve conditions for hundreds of millions of people around the globe, it needs to address these problems in tandem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian school is honored by a national magazine. U.S. News and World Report has announced its 2025 top college rankings, and Hillside College was named 50th among national liberal arts schools. Hillsdale has been ranked in the top 100 best liberal arts colleges by U.S. News and World Report each year since 2013. It's also been recognized by Forbes and the Princeton Review. This is SRN News. Two senators have asked the Justice Department to take tougher action against Boeing executives for safety issues that have impacted their airlines.
In a letter, Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut urged the department to, quote, hold criminally accountable executives who disregarded passenger safety in violation of federal law. The senator's letter comes ahead of a federal hearing next week over Boeing's agreement to plead guilty to conspiracy in connection with its 737 MAX. Two of those planes crashed, killing a combined total of 346 people.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. It's a game that's left a lot of people scratching their heads thinking, what happened? What happened is that Vanderbilt stunned number one ranked Alabama 40-35 for the Commodores' first win over the nation's top-ranked team. Vanderbilt came into Saturday having lost all 60 games. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.